Hello, my name is Robbie Steinhaus, and thank you for downloading this MP3 from my book, Brilliant Decision Making. What I'd like to do is help you make a decision, or sometimes make a decision to do nothing, which can also be a brilliant decision. The way I'm going to do that is take you through the following process. Firstly, I'm going to talk you into what I would call a decision-making state. That's when you are relaxed and you can begin to become aware of your own internal experience. After that, I'm going to ask you to remember a time when you made a good decision, which is unrelated to the issue you have now, simply a time in the past when you made a good decision. And thirdly, I'm going to use an NLP technique to help you recall a time when you made that decision, so that you'll be able to apply that to the decision you are facing today. So, before we begin, I'd simply like you to go into your memory and bring to mind a time when you made a good decision. Now, what I mean by a good decision is, at the time you made that decision, you couldn't be sure what the outcome would be. The outcome could have been positive or it could have been negative. But what I'm looking for was a time that just before you made that decision, you knew somehow in your head and in your heart that it was a right thing to do. You just felt, even though this may be a bit of a stretch to do this, I know this is the right thing to do. Doesn't really matter what happened afterwards. The key point is that at the time of the decision, it felt and sounded and looked, and really at that moment, you knew it was the right thing to do. So just spend a few moments now and just think of a time like that. Just go back into the past. Doesn't need to be the most important decision you've ever made, but it'd be good if you chose one which was quite significant, so you had some feelings. So just spend a few moments, or if you'd like, just stop the recording for a few moments until you get that time when you're about to make that decision. Okay, I'm going to assume that you've come up with that moment. And before we start the technique, I'm going to firstly suggest you just begin to relax, because I want you to really be able to notice something that you didn't perhaps notice before, which will help you with the decision you face today. So just start by closing your eyes, if you like, just to make yourself more comfortable. You can keep them open or you can keep them closed. Just to allow yourself to relax into your chair if you're sitting down. I wouldn't do this if you were driving. So if you're driving, stop the car. But if not, if you're just able to listen to this right now, just spend a few moments going into a position of relaxation. Now, one way of doing this is simply to become aware of your feet and notice how your feet can make contact with the ground. If you're walking while you're listening to this, just allow the weight of your feet make contact with the ground as they move from place to place. And if you're sitting or lying down, just allow your attention to move into your feet, which will now be still. So I'd like you to move your attention inside now so that you can become aware of your own inner world. Just allow yourself to relax and just allow yourself to let go of any wanting to change how you are right now. I think sometimes we want to be different or feel different to how we are right now. But if you want to begin a journey, there's only one place that you can begin a journey, and that's at the beginning. And the beginning is where you are right now. So just spend a few moments giving yourself permission to feel as you are right now, because that is the truth of how you feel. Just allow yourself to accept how you are. Notice any thoughts, any feelings you have, and just allow yourself to be as you are right now. And what you might find is that as you begin to accept how you are right now, you may begin to relax a little. Okay, I'm going to take you through the process now. So I'd like you to go back to that memory of where you made that decision, which at the time seemed a very good decision to make. And I'd like you to remember where you were. Were you in a room? Were you outside? Were you inside? Just remember exactly where you were. And if you can't remember exactly where you were, kind of pretend that you can remember where you were, because that'll be okay. Now, knowing where you are at that time in the past, just allow yourself to notice anything that you can see in your memory around you right now. Do you remember who was there, or were you on your own? Do you remember any sounds, any objects? Just allow yourself to fully remember that situation. Also, you might remember that you may have been saying things to yourself. Maybe you were having a little conversation with yourself. So bring back those words. You may have been having a conversation with someone else. Bring back their voice or voices. There was more than one person. Just to allow yourself to fully experience that moment of coming to the point of decision. You haven't made the decision yet back there then, but you're coming very close to it. You know you're just about to make it. And as you're about to make it, you may begin to remember that you had certain feelings. Just remember where those feelings were in your body right now. You might like to put your hand to where those feelings were. Then your chest, your neck, stomach, somewhere else, shoulders, head. Just begin to notice the feelings in your body. And as you do, as you become aware of where those feelings are in your body, and you remember the situation, I have a question I want to ask you. How did you know that you were going to make the decision to go for that thing? Or make the decision not to go for it? How do you know that you were about to make the right decision? Just notice the feelings in your body, any words, any pictures you had, and just zoom in right now to the moment of decision. You're just about to decide. How do you know you're about to make that decision? And just allow something that you didn't expect to happen to come out right now. Maybe a little insight. Maybe it's something rather unusual. Maybe you have two feelings, one more than another. Maybe you have a sense of scales. It could be this, it could be that. Maybe it's between two hands, or it's two voices, two pictures. But suddenly, something comes out to tell you that this is the right decision, or to show you, or to feel something. Some shift happened that enabled you to know that this was the right choice. Possibly a word came out and said something like yes, or go for it. Or a picture of you doing it. Maybe a very positive feeling. So zoom into that, which is going to be very personal for you, that special moment. And just let me know when you've got it, if you can. Just give me a little nod. Have you worked out that some special feeling, sound, picture, something that happened inside you to tell you, yes, I'm going to go for this, or no, I'm not going to go for this, and you knew that was the right thing? And just notice, as you passed the decision point, anything else, any more information? Maybe a little bit of fear, you're going to do something, and yet something else that compels you to move forward with the decision. Great. So now, knowing what you've just learned, I'd like you to apply that to the decision you have, that you face right now. Think about that decision. Going through the book, you'll notice there are all sorts of things that you can do to prepare yourself for this moment. Thinking about other people that are involved, thinking about other people's agendas, thinking about who will be influenced positively and some people who may be affected in ways which may not be as positive for them. And thinking about all of the consequences of doing this, and perhaps more importantly, the consequences of not doing it. is remember that not doing something is also a decision. And when you're ready and you've added that all up, you may be ready to be talked through the next phase of the decision making. If you'd like to stop the recording and refer to the books, which you also can get online, on Kindle and also on iPad, reading all the relevant material that you need to know that you're ready to make that decision, come back and have a little chat with me in a moment. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you're now ready to make that decision to go or not go, because remember, sometimes the best decision is to decide not to do something. Sometimes the best decision is to decide to do it. So, thinking of all the factors and all of the thoughts and letting it all go and brew and stew inside of you right now. So in the same way, you allow yourself to bring back the same intensity of pictures and sounds and feelings that you had before in that memory. Thinking of all the consequences and the people, and the changes and the different outcomes and all the things that you've added up. Just allow yourself to let all that stew and brew and move around inside you. That's right. And just begin to notice the similar pictures, sounds and feelings as last time. Now you may want to ignore my voice, because at this stage you know how to do this. Just allow yourself to go through that same process again right now. And take as long as you need. You can even stop the recording. So, that's right. Just allow it to process a bit longer. Maybe allow that special piece of information to come through so that you know that this is right for you, that it feels right. You know it, you think about it. It's logically a good thing to do as well. And at some level, in terms of your bigger vision, in terms of where you're going in your life, where you'd like to be in 3 to 5 years' time, it fits in with that higher purpose of where you're going. And if that all feels right, you may find that you have made a decision. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening to this podcast. And I hope you have many good decisions in your life. Thank you again.